Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Aiko Tanaka Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about how she deals with bombing on stage, as well as her experience on America's Got Talent. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Greeting, Earthlings. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, comedian and actress Aiko Tanaka. Welcome back. Greetings. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? It fits you perfect.
This is not a fit. This is my real forehead.
Wow. He's in the
That act. Was an insult.
Oh. It's...
Do you want to start over?
No.
What did you say about this earth bread?
I said, do you eat this kind of bread?
And I've considered that an insult.
Why is it insult?
Why is that... Because is that people, poor people bread?
No, people usually like organic, gluten-free. In L.A., you just like such a rock star to eat Kroger, soft wheat. Like
so Kroger yeah. is for rock stars.
Yeah.
Malfunction. Oh my, what happened? Why am I holding bread?
Oh, I don't know. It was
Why
here.
Am I holding a loaf of bread?
It's just American lifestyle.
This is American. Is Kroger yeah. is American?
Yeah, it's super. They make everything.
They make, how do you know that?
I just know. They make soap to bread.
How do you know? do you buy Kroger?
No.
Why don't you buy Kroger?
I,
be honest.
I think this is for not for a week.
Oh,
you have
really?
To be strong to digest this.
So you have to have a strong stomach to digest Kroger.
This is not for soy boy.
That's not for soy boy.
No,
that's for
this
real,
is for real
Asian men.
Real
and
men.
Caucasoid men and Latino men, black men, Native American men. Kroger is only for the strong.
Yes. LGBTQ. Right?
Keep going. Oh, I want to be inclusive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what else? So I there's a cereal that I discovered. It was Special K with it's just cornflakes with strawberry,
yeah.
and it's I think $7.99. But yeah. I found they had a different.
And I want to know which company makes that.
Kroger.
Oh wow.
So this the Kroger one, the generic one. And it says real strawberries.
Oh.
Guess how much?
$2?
$2.99.
Wow. It's a good commercial, right?
Yeah. So, Kroger, if you're out there, we could use the sponsorships and the advertisement
right,
money.
Right, because I use it every day also.
You do? How have you been? Give us an update. Give us an Aiko Tanaka update
yes,
part 3.
I saw you upgraded your lifestyle.
Think about what you're about to say. You're coming in hot. Go ahead.
I use a restroom, no longer toilet paper, just the wet towel, right? You eliminated the toilet paper. And it's a brand, Huggies. Wow. Somebody's rich.
You never said I ran out of toilet paper. Why am I blaming you? She doesn't even use my restroom. My doesn't use my restroom. So, say that again clearly.
Yeah.
When you went to the bathroom, there was zero toilet paper.
Zero. Mm.
So there is only Huggies.
Yes, Huggies. Last time, no name brand. This time, Huggies. I said, he's doing well.
How do you remember that?
Because you have a story with it.
No, but do let me ask y'all something. No. I'm asking both y'all.
What?
Do females, when you guys go to men's apartments?
I don't.
But once in a blue moon.
Okay.
When? Do you study their bathroom? She said yes.
How do you study the bathroom? You don't want to stay there, no?
No, but you're observant. You're observant. You see what's there.
What do you study? Just make sure he's single. Oh, smart.
So my intern off camera said she's just making sure that he's single, meaning that there's no women scrunchie or her hairbrush is not in there. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Now what are some other indicators? Hair itself, another long hair?
That's dirty. I hate germs. Right?
So I know it's dirty in there.
No, I think this is
no,
you.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay.
I don't think it's that dirty.
But it is dirty.
It's not that dirty. Trust me. Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's not like public restroom.
That's not even a compliment.
It's not.
So this is maybe a little step above a public restroom.
Yeah, private bathroom.
Oh, my God. What could I do to improve my bathroom?
Two-ply toilet paper. Two-ply.
Okay, so I need to go to the store and buy 2-ply toilet paper. I'm going to make a list right now. So this is good.
Yes.
Why 2-ply?
Because 1-ply is just, now you use
that's
Huggies.
For
yeah.
Oh, that's thin. 2-ply. Thin?
What's thin?
Too thin.
Too thin, yeah.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
And what else could improve the look? Should I buy bleach and maybe...
Oh, I love bleach.
So
yes,
really
I like the smell of bleach.
Just buy a thing of bleach.
But like the one non-splashable, you know, the one it doesn't splash?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
And then how do you guys clean your toilet? Like
how does a man keep a toilet clean?
How do you guys do it? How do you do
bleach?
It?
Bleach?
I mean, other than bleach. Bleach and just a scrub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Mr. Clean scrubber.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you notice the Daddy Long Legs, my little spider friend near the air conditioner?
Wait, is that your friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to kill insects and spiders.
Yeah.
But I think I'm growing. That's when you know I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Because he's my friend now.
What? Is it like because you go to AA meeting?
No, it's because when I'm going poo, when I was taking a poo, I noticed him, and he crawled out, and I noticed that he was harmless, and he didn't do anything to harm me.
Right.
And so, can I tell you one night? This was a great night.
Okay.
When it was raining, a little spider came in through the window, and then I saw him go near my the original homeowner, the original guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't want them to fight, but I couldn't. I didn't do anything. I just left him alone. I think that he ate him, though. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So do you kill insects? Is in Japanese culture, is it polite to kill insects?
Oh, man, you always put me in spot. I'm like Japanese spokesperson, right? Is it polite to kill insects? I don't know if it's polite or rude, but I mean, I would. Is it bad?
So what insects, if you saw...
I forgot something.
Yeah.
Something very important.
Oh, no. What is going on? Take it easy. Oh, thank you. Arigato. Thank you. So she brought me roasted. We all have snacks tonight. So yeah. I tell them what I gave you.
What did you have?
Oh, well, I got her a Mike and Ike's. I gave her a Mike and Ike.
Is this sour?
Yeah, Mike and Ike's. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
I got
had that.
You. I got you. What is that?
Bueno. Kinder,
yeah, chocolate.
Yes.
And then you got me. Matnada roasted seaweed snack.
You like seaweed.
I like seaweed, but can I? I'm gonna save this for later. If I want to cook a pot of rice, and then because I what's that's so Asian of me, right? Yeah. I'm gonna cook a pot of rice.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
I'm going to eat this with my world-famous fried rice dish. I'm going to cook fried rice, and I'm going to make a little sushi.
It's famous?
No, I like to say it's famous. No, it's on my YouTube, so it's I guess it's just a saying. It's not famous at all.
Wait, I don't like chocolate, but I like this one. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, that's good. So this is God, we're doing all that's yours.
Not yours.
No, that's yours. No, I got that for you. That's 100% yours. This is Kinder Bueno creamy chocolate bar. Now, so let's go back to the insect talk.
yeah.
So what insect is 100% kill? Cockroach? That, so if you see 100% kill, what else is a 100% kill?
Any small bugs? Like,
I know, but what kind? Black widow, poisonous spiders?
Fruit flies? Like the one.
So those you kill?
Yeah, you don't kill it?
I can't stand fruit flies. I cannot. Oh,
you sounded possessed. I can't stand fruit flies.
You know why I don't like them? Because you think you got rid of them and then
come back.
There's always one survivor.
Yeah.
That just, you know, and then I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I went to Ace Hardware the other day to get another heater, and they had a section where they had the fly hanger sticky thing.
Yeah.
But do you think fruit flies get stuck on that?
They might be too small.
But so what's your fruit fly?
I go like this.
You could do it.
You don't do that? You just keep on going like that.
So that, dude, you're the Mr. Miyagi of fruit flies.
Yeah.
So you could do it like that?
Yeah.
Wow. What about termites or...
Oh, my God. This is really dirty today. The bathroom and then bugs and then what's next?
So termites, you throw them in a bag?
I never seen it.
Oh.
You have?
Termites, yeah. They're out everywhere in old apartments.
Okay.
And this one's falling apart. How's your comedy doing?
What a beautiful topic.
It's
good. It's fun.
It's fun. So what makes comedy fun? Fun.
What do you mean?
Well, just because, you know, I see Jeremiah. I just saw Fahim last night. I saw Bobby.
Yeah.
I saw Jade.
Yeah.
And she's, you know how she's switching up? She's doing music shit now. She's bringing music stuff on stage.
You started it, right?
No, she started
the
it.
Counting,
God, I'm sorry for
right?
spitting.
That
I'm spitting. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so that's what I meant. Still trying to make it fresh. Because Jade's doing, she did music, you know, she's brought music stuff. So how do you guys make it fresh?
She can act too.
You can act too, though.
But I think that woman has many talents.
You have many talents too, right?
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, then what? Yeah, so give yourself some credit.
I like to give everybody a credit.
And that's the problem with people like me and you.
What? Are we a soy boy?
Yeah, we're the soys.
Wait, tell me about the car. So, wait, I don't know about your
Why?
Car.
Why? Oh my God, you
what?
Just fuck it. You got out of that. You got out of that. Was a good one.
What do you mean? What's
that?
Good
was
one?
A good deflect. You went. Didn't want, I asked you what's making it fresh, what's making it fresh for comedy.
Wait, let's go back
and then,
to it. Okay.
And then you're like, how did the car search go? Okay, so we're going to, you're going to answer that.
Back
you're going to answer that, then I'll get to the car thing.
Stay tuned. Okay. So the car thing. Wait, so I want to just ask you, I don't know nothing about your car situation. What's going on? Like, have you thinking about, I can't act.
No,
thinking about buying a car lately?
Yeah, because I've been without a car since 2003.
Wait, you have no car? What? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. The way, you, the way you said that
how do you
pierced through my soul. That hurt my feelings so bad.
How do I supposed to say?
You know what? Mm-hmm. Was that? You could have said, you know what? There's no nice way to say it.
Mm.
So you did the right one.
No. It's like
you did the
right
one.
Wait. It's, everything is like making sense. So it's like you know.
What's making sense?
Wait, you not having a car connect to this. You're a strong man who eat Kroger bread, and you can survive without the car. Look at him. He's not a soy boy.
Oh, you might be onto something.
I am on something.
So you're saying, all I need is my Kroger bread.
Yes.
And my Kroger cereal.
Yeah.
And my Kroger meals
yes.
and milk.
Yeah.
And I could just hike
Survive.
With my hiking boots.
Yeah.
And just hike up the mountain with
Strong.
No car. No
yeah.
car. It's okay. You guys could laugh.
What?
That's why I'm looking right now, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So, I looked for a Fiat. Let's see how she's laughing at it. And yeah. it's smaller than your Cooper.
Oh.
And it was the size of a...
egg?
Yeah. And so, even the car salesman's like, I can't stretch my legs in there. So, he couldn't even take me for a test drive. Yeah. So he said I could take you because I brought my friend Danny Kim. Shout out to Danny.
Yeah, shout out.
And he said he'd take me and Danny's license and we could drive down the street.
Mm.
So I didn't buy it. It was $11,495, something like that.
Is that expensive?
You tell me for a car for 2016 with under 30,000 miles. You tell me.
I don't know. Is it a good deal or no? She knows.
That's not a
it's good,
no good
deal. That's not a good deal. Yeah. What?
That's not a good deal. A car with under 30,000 miles, a 2016 for like 12, 13,000, and you don't say that's a good deal. Your mind's wandering. I want you to stay on the in the car lot with me. Okay. So, what car can you see me in? That's a better question for you because this is your interview. What car could you see me in? And how did you pick your car? I like your car.
I see you driving a Fiat. Is it a European car?
It's Italian.
Oh, wow. Look at
and
you.
And it stands for fix it again, Tony.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what people say as an acronym.
Fix again. Oh, because it breaks easily?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes. No. Now we're getting somewhere.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So, and it's electric, and there's nowhere to plug it in. So I go, I can't get this car, guy.
Mm.
And so I go, oh, there's another Fiat that's a 2018, bigger.
Yeah.
Test drove it.
Yeah.
Didn't feel good in there. And the sticker price was, I think, 15 or 16.
Okay.
Thousand.
Okay.
So I go, is there anything else that you have? And he goes, what's your budget? And guess what I told my budget was? You saw the Kroger bread.
Yeah.
I want you to think for a second and guess what my max, how much I would pay.
I'm not good with numbers. Wait. 12,000?
A little bit more than that.
15,000?
You're close.
18,000?
16. I said 16.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, we only have maybe one or two.
Right.
And he goes, we have a Ford Focus tan, the one that you pointed out. So I looked at the Ford Focus, and it had a green sticker, and it was all electric, too. There's nowhere to plug it in. So I go, is there anything else? What else do you have? There's only one left.
Okay, what was it?
It was,
You're losing voice.
Chevrolet. Oh, Chevrolet Cruze. Okay. 2016 Chevrolet Cruze. I took it for a test drive. Tell me if you think I liked it. Did I like it?
I don't know anything about the car.
I know, but mean? I'm just now asking you about the experience.
Oh, did you like the car?
It drove well. It drove well.
So you're thinking about getting it?
Yeah. But then what's the worst thing that could happen when you're driving? Like if you're test driving a car and you notice something, what would be a red flag?
Makes noise.
Okay, that's a good one. But another example.
So many lights going up.
Yes.
It happened to you? Oh, that's a red flag.
So there's a yellow service light that went off. And I go, hey, man.
Yeah.
He goes, we can fix that. Yeah, mechanic. And I go, and then I go, okay. And he goes, you want to talk about it, buddy? So I went to his desk.
Yeah.
And he tried to pressure me. Did you get pressured? How'd you get your car? I'm trying to learn from Aiko Tanaka.
Wait,
so this
I
is back
you.
On you.
I'm trying to learn
from you.
I love the part that, okay, you get pressured. And then you're trying to like change the direction, right? Like, do I get it too? That's a really good topic because this is what I want to talk about. I get pressures a lot, like people pressure. And then I think it's because I'm short. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me three examples of that?
Three examples. Yeah, okay.
Think about three ones that. Yeah, someone could probably relate to like a short,
because
we're short Asian people.
Yes.
So go ahead, think about it. Can I guess?
Yes. Wait, I'm thinking or who's thinking?
You're thinking.
Oh, I'm thinking. Okay.
I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
Three situations where you feel pressured as a short Asian.
Short person since I was a kid.
So we're both, I'm guessing we're both 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah.
Top.
We are all short. Oh.
Okay, so everyone in here is short.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah. Aren't we all Virgos in here too?
No.
Okay.
Are you guys Virgo?
We're Virgo.
Sagittarius.
Okay.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Wait, what? Am I not good?
No, you're a part of the clan.
But then this is really good good thing going on. Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable and open.
You feel comfortable in here?
Yeah.
You've always felt comfortable in here.
I don't know what it is.
Do you love my... It's my intern.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, we
Isn't
have
she
a
great?
Matching... Yes, matching shirt. Like, just thinking...
Yeah.
Same thing.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
Right.
Okay.
What did you have for breakfast?
I'm Danish.
Danish?
Yeah.
I almost did that. I thought about it. How did
hold
I
on,
know?
On,
How did I know the matcha?
We're losing control
oh my God.
Here, guys. This is three examples of... How you feel pressured being a short Asian person.
Oh.
Example number one,
right,
please.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have an answer?
What? Yeah, at the car dealership. Because I think my voice is so high.
Yeah.
That my friend Danny was supposed to be my wingman. He had to go take a shit. So I was alone at the desk, and he goes, so how much are you willing to put down today, Steve?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, how much are you willing to put down
Wait,
today,
you,
Steve?
You learned to have two voices now, huh? Before, it's just one
many,
now.
Many voices.
Wow.
And then I go, I have to find out the cost of the vehicle first before I make those decisions.
Right.
He goes, well, I'm going to go talk to the mechanic, hypothetically. How much are you willing to put down? And I go, I can't make give you an answer right now. I have to, you know.
So this is
that's a pressure.
Yeah, that's a pressure.
So now, what's this pressure? Do you have a sorority where it's kind of like that too?
Yeah, I feel pressured, like cornered. Mm-hmm. With certain things, I was always wondering, when you have tattoo, does people pressure you less, or it doesn't matter? Like when you show a little bit.
I can't really tell, because I would have to have, it would have to be an experiment where I could go into a room where they could erase my tattoos so I could compare the two. Does that make
you
sense?
You used to not have tattoos.
I know. Yeah, but the tattoo doesn't get rid of this high-pitched voice.
Oh, right. Wow, good point there.
So I could have all the prison tattoos and look like a tough guy.
Right.
But listen to this. It's Mickey Mouse 2.0. So how does Aiko?
Yeah.
This is a whole... We're doing some...
Well, can I... Wait. I know. But then can I tell you? Who else does that? David Beckham has a high-pitched voice. Doesn't he?
I don't think... Does he have
He does.
He does?
He does.
Yeah, but he's also a multi ex-pro athlete millionaire.
Tall.
Alpha male.
Yeah.
I'm a short, stocky,
what
little
is
guy.
What's the opposite of alpha male?
Beta.
Are you beta? Like a fish? Isn't it beta
yeah,
fish?
Yeah, I'm a beta. Yeah, oh. I'm a beta. I mean, look around.
Okay.
This is my aquarium.
I'm just curious.
Since you won't answer my question, go ahead and do your observations.
Okay.
What were you going to
say? Why do you sleep on the sleeping bag, not the futon? Why do you have a bag? Do you have, like, a phobia? Or, like, what is it? Or you want to feel like you're camping?
I like the way the material feels. I like the sleeping bag material. A lot.
Me too. I love like texture, right?
The texture.
Food. Like yeah, a texture. Just, not the taste. The texture.
Yeah, the texture.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Of the material. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? I mean, you're not answering your three questions.
Wait. Okay, why is it? Okay, let's go back to the comedy. Pressure. Comedy one is easier. Comedy, why? How do I keep it really fun for the comedy?
How do you keep it fun?
Wait, I keep it fun because, I mean, sometimes it's not fun at all, but it's, I did
and
that.
We've been there, and I've been there too.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that? Like when the room is just negative and the people aren't having a good time, mm-hmm. Do you have to trick your brain and be like, are you telling yourself, all right, let's speed it up here and get this set done? Or have you ever just thrown in the towel and just said, okay, that's my time, bye?
Wait, like, oh, you mean when I'm bombing?
Yeah, bombing or having, or if it's a rough crowd, either way. Yeah.
You know, even when I'm bombing, I'm likable. So
yeah,
I
you
finish,
are likable. People, so you're never really bombing, are
no,
you?
No, I can bomb, but then people come up to me and they're like, you tried.
Okay, but that's not really bombing because they like you.
Or they go, you know, it takes courage to go up there and do your thing.
So they encourage you. So you get positive affirmations.
Or like if you guys kill and I bomb, they go, great set. I like your shirt.
That's happened?
Like, yeah, thank you.
No, I mean where the crowd doesn't, they don't even like you as a person.
that cannot happen. Like, that's
with
not possible.
With you, it can't, huh?
But then it's in my brain. It could be happening, but in my brain, because I'm so...
You're so optimistic.
I'm so... Yeah.
You know what? That's a good characteristic to have, Aiko.
Sometimes.
No, as a comedian, that's
it?
Yes!
But then sometimes I don't know
You have a barrier to guard you.
Is this my tattoo?
Yes. Yeah, that's a positive kind of armor that protects you.
Wow.
And you're not even realizing. Maybe it's good that you're not aware of it, but we're aware of it now.
Oh.
And hopefully I don't think anyone could really fuck you up like that because you are so like, right? What's there not to like about?
What?
Yeah.
Don't make a list.
No, we're not going to make a list.
I have a big head. Yeah. Oh my God.
So you haven't really, truly, truly bombed.
I have.
No, where they throw, like, beer.
No, like, I remember there was a thing, there was a venue, people throw you a dollar or something, each joke.
Is a potluck?
No, it was like, it was like that.
Okay.
No, but then, like, so then this person, I went up, I didn't say anything, this guy gave me a light before I speak something, and I was like,
what do you mean? God. Oh wait, the tech guy, the technical.
No,
guy?
The guy doesn't even work there.
He doesn't work there.
He gave me a light. Saw me. He gave me a light, and I
so
was
he
like,
did. Hold up.
He was like.
He went like this.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh my God, so funny to me. I was like, what?
Oh no! Then, I would have punched that guy in the nose. How dare him?
Oh, it's okay.
But that was kind of funny.
It's funny because I didn't even say my name and he gave me a light. I said, hold on.
You didn't get a chance to do your set?
No.
So they go, okay, we have a special comedian coming up next. Please welcome.
And then somebody gave me a light.
Aiko Tanaka. And then you walk on. Okay, pretend you're going on stage.
And I was like, oh. And then I start laughing because it's pretty funny.
So do you think that his intention that night was to do that? Were you the only one that happened to?
Oh, I don't know. I never really think deeply.
Yeah.
When I just don't think too much of it, but I just thought it was really funny. And then after that, I was laughing and then it was okay.
Okay, let's go to the positive. How does it make you feel when you have a solid, good set? Is it? Do you feel like a rush of
like
adrenaline?
Like the first time I did the America's Got Talent, it was really fun. It's great. I loved it.
Yes.
And then, so I just
that was a lot of pressure though. America's Got Talent, right?
Do you know? Okay, I don't have TV at home, so like I thought it's like Price is Right, kind of like I didn't know it like such a huge thing.
Yeah, it's a
it's a big
household
show.
Television show,
right?
And so you didn't know that.
I didn't really know how big it is, and
She didn't know.
Right. So when I did it, it wasn't that much pressure. But like, I love Howie, and you know.
Shout out to Howie Mandel.
So kind.
Is he nice?
He's so kind.
He seems like a nice guy.
He's good.
We love Howie here.
Yeah.
We're Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I think he's a Virgo. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we love Howie.
Yeah.
So he was nice to you? What about the other judges?
I like them too.
They shook your, did they look in your eyes?
Yeah.
They shook your
hand?
They're
beautiful, you know.
But
like
they shook your hand?
No, you cannot touch them because they're like...
Them. Oh, yeah,
because
there's space.
Yeah, space.
Between you and the stage and the judgment table.
So those are fun. So I just think about these steps. First, I was like, I'm not sure if I should do it or not. And then, are you getting bored?
No, because I don't think you talked about this last time.
No, I didn't talk about it. No.
Okay. So, how many other contestants were there?
Oh, I have no idea. There's many people.
Many, many people.
Like, I remember the dog and the guy who does impersonation.
Oh, my gosh.
All that stuff.
Were the other contestants nice to you, or do they try to psych you out? Because it's competitive. It's a competitive show.
The first one, because nobody thought I would do well, probably.
Oh,
so I was left alone.
That's another positive thing about you.
I show up. Yeah, I'm always for underdog, aren't you?
You're always the underdog.
Yes.
So that's a good place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody thought I do well. I didn't show up as management.
Like,
whatever. But I just had a shirt. I was sleeping in the corner. I made I put the chair together.
And you
made
slept in the waiting room?
I was sleeping, yeah. And then, so they left me alone. But the second one, because I did well, more, not contestant, but just a lot of noises. And that was like something it was good to do because I learned, So everything is good to me.
Can we replay it? Let me replay a scene for you.
What?
Oh, no. Okay, Aiko, you're up next.
Yeah.
It's one and then you.
Okay.
This is go time. This is stage time.
Yeah.
How? Okay, so you have to wake up from your nap. You're sleeping.
Okay. This is first. Okay, I woke up with a nap.
So they go, okay, Aiko, you're on in five. And then how do you mentally get ready? What's going on up here?
To be honest, nothing.
Okay.
Is it bad? I just want to have fun with people.
Okay, so pretend you're going on stage. Okay, and Howie's there, right?
Yeah.
And then let's replay this. This is in a metaverse, so this is a different...
Metaverse?
This is the same show, but in a different scenario, okay?
Okay.
You get on, okay?
Yeah.
Get ready to say your first joke.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, that's good. You have tools now.
What would you do then? Would you just go forward?
Yeah, because you perform too, right? You sing and perform. It isn't the same thing.
I did stand up on the spot yesterday. And
That's a great show.
Yeah.
That's, and I don't you know what.
Have you done it?
It's super fun show. Yeah, I've done it.
How many times have you done it?
Maybe once or twice. But it's like the crowd is good. Yeah, that's like a really fun
show.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah. So how long was your set? And then did you just, you were just in the groove?
It was fun to be there, and yeah. I didn't even think about the time.
But then, how do you remember? Do you have it? Your material? How much material do you need? 3 minutes?
It's very short.
It's very short.
Very short, and you go in and then out, and.
So how many jokes? Like 2 or 3 jokes, and then you're like, okay,
right,
bye.
Goodbye.
So it's just a minute.
It's like really, really short, and then but then the impact. I have, because of that, I get to go to places like Nebraska and South Carolina.
So you went to those places?
Yeah.
What was it like going there?
I love Kentucky. I love Kentucky.
What do you like about Kentucky?
People are so cute. Like, older people. Yeah, holding hands. Yeah. Like, things are slower. And Kentucky is really similar to Japan.
How is Kentucky similar to Japan?
They have like Kentucky Derby, and Japan is into horse race. We have like the biggest horse race truck in Japan.
Really? What about the food?
Food, to be honest, I didn't try. I think I might have.
You didn't eat much there.
Right. Yeah.
But you like the people? Are they friendly?
I love Kentucky, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Would you ever move there?
You know, we like LA, no?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I love it. I mean, I'm just here.
You would like it more if you have a car. Yes.
Okay, let's do a callback. What kind of car do you see me in?
Okay. Now,
go back to the car dealership.
Getting all these information you have told me, everything, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, let me ask you. So this is contribute to the survey. What is your favorite activity?
Sleeping.
Okay. So he likes space and comfy. Okay. I'm going to even tell you the color too.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. What is your favorite bird?
I like the ones that talk, a cockatoo, a parrot, a talking parrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then the last question here, what kind of weather do you like?
I like kind of in between sunny and gray, where it's not raining, but it's not like a perfect Southern California beach day.
I think you need to get Prius C. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What made you think that?
It's just all that information you told me.
You just came up with that?
Yeah, blue. You know, like the cobalt blue, like a little shiny. You know the one? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Well, why did you say Prius C? Because that's the compact one.
They it's don't make compact, it. But then it's still a little bit over leg room more than Fiat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How much is the MSRP on and
I don't know, but
well, my intern's looking it up. Prius C 2017 or 18.
And this contribute too because you like Kroger, so it's not the
I save money on this.
Yeah,
this is cheap bread. 17,000.
I think that's what you're gonna drive.
So I would have to down payment. You'd have to at least put at least five.
Can you use Bobby's name? Like name drop?
That's not gonna help. Doesn't? Me dropping Bobby's name is not gonna help me.
Do you know who my brother is? Like,
yeah. Oh, that's gonna help.
You wouldn't?
Have you seen Mad TV?
Yeah.
And Magnum PI?
Yeah.
And Bad Friends?
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Right.
I'm the younger man. That's not going to help me.
Are you sure?
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah. You think it would help?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I go to a car dealership
Go, you got to use his name.
I have to use his name. Do you know who my brother is?
Yeah.
He's on television and he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That would help?
And then you said, he said he's going to follow you guys on social media if you give me a discount.
Oh, okay. So hold up. I like your angles.
But it's a lie.
I know it's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
I know it's a lie. Oh, I could go, hey, man, I'm looking to get a car. This is my budget. You know who my brother is,
oh,
right?
No, you have to go like that. Wait. Okay. You're going to go like this. Wait, my brother's calling. And then you see, and then you have his name. But then ask your friend to call you. And then, save his friend as a Bobby Lee, and then my brother Bobby Lee is calling, so it's more natural. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm at the car dealership.
Well, car dealership.
I'm at the Toyota dealership in Santa Monica.
Oh wow, that's crazy. Are they giving you a discount? Cause since you are my brother.
No. Well, should I drop your name?
Yes. Drop my name.
What should I say?
Tell them my credit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to work.
I'm on the phone with my brother, and he's a well-known podcaster and comedian and actor, and he was on Magnum PI.
Yeah. Pioneer.
Pioneer of... Should I say Asian comedy?
Yeah. Pioneer you push of that Asian angle comics because you see the
along
the Oscar.
The lines of Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
And Dr. Ken and the rest of them.
Mm.
And even Steven Yeun respects his name.
Wow.
What kind of deal can you give me right now on this 2017 Toyota Prius C?
And then say
I'm
a dealer.
You're
now?
The dealer.
Oh
now.
My god. Oh, okay.
I'm on the phone with him right now. Do you want to talk to him?
Are you serious? Oh no, not worthy. I'm not worthy. Okay, I'm gonna give you a discount.
How much?
25% off.
Can you make it an even 30?
If you say so, sure.
We have a deal.
We have a deal. Prius C.
Why did you shake my hand like that?
What do you mean? How do you supposed
you left
to shake?
Your, that wasn't a car salesman handshake. No, you have to... Yep. Ow! Wait a minute. Now we have a lawsuit because you just broke my hand. Okay.
Promise.
So next time I'm at a car dealership, I should just do that.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say, I like these little scenarios.
Okay.
Let's say they're all sold out of the Toyota Prius C.
Mm.
What's Aiko's opinion on the second car you could see me in?
Second car?
Yeah, if they're all sold out, they discontinued them. Oh, we sold the last one last week, man.
Mm.
What else could I work with?
Maybe you have to take a lift.
I thought you were going to say a Toyota Camry or Corolla or something.
No.
Why not?
Why? I don't get the vibe from you.
Wait, even she agrees. You can't see me in a Toyota
Corolla,
man?
I don't get the vibe
man?
From you, no.
What? Don't let this mullet fool you, man. If
right,
I
right. You should do that. Oh my gosh, you should do that.
A pickup truck?
Yeah.
What kind? Like a F-150?
I don't know the name, but pickup truck.
A pickup truck. Mm. Could it be an older one or a brand new one?
Anything, right?
Anything. So I need a pickup truck. Even though I would have no use for a, I don't do roofing. I'm not a plumber. Mm-hmm. It would look cool.
It's just a look.
Can I ask y'all something?
What?
If I cut this tonight.
Yeah. Why tonight?
No, because this. I think this has something to do with it.
Did
this.
I trigger you to?
No. I'm
because
just
you know the sumo wrestler when they finish, they cut the hair. It means a lot.
They do?
Yes. You know that they cut.
No,
the
I don't know that.
Ponytail.
No, I don't know
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
They cut the ponytail.
Yes.
So I'd be like the sumo wrestler cutting the ponytail.
Right. Yeah.
So that means the sumo wrestler would have to get a different truck or car because he's no longer a sumo wrestler and he'll no longer look like a sumo wrestler
other than his
physical appearance. Mm. So if I cut the mullet off, would I look good in a truck? It's kind of disheartening because I thought you guys would agree with a Toyota Corolla or something like that, like a sedan or something like that. No, you can't see that.
Sit down. You don't have kids. You can't drive that.
Okay, other than a truck, what other car?
I'm not a car guy.
But what made you choose your car? I mean, that totally fits you, but what were the other two choices other than the one you got?
I always like small cars because parking space.
Okay. That's why I would want a small car too. No. I want a small
we
car.
We want you to struggle.
And I'm not a good driver.
You're not?
No.
Wait, what happened to the last car? We didn't touch that part. What happened to it? You meditating? And what kind of car was it?
It was a Toyota. It was a red. It was red Toyota Celica.
Don't get that car. Something weird, that car. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I got pulled over. I wanted to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky
Fried Chicken. I wanted to get chicken, and I was on the street and on a side street, and I got pulled over.
Yeah.
And I had expired registration, and the stickers were expired.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mr. Lee, you have expired this, and the ticket was over like $500.
Oh my
So
gosh.
It discouraged me from driving it.
Yeah.
So I parked it out front where you're parked right now in that little patch that patch of grass or whatever. And there's I used to have Israeli neighbors, two brothers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the brothers was moving in. He goes, hey Steve, that parking spot is no longer yours. You have 1 hour to move. My brother, he needs it. And I go, I haven't driven it in a while. And so when I tried to start it, the ignition wouldn't turn on.
Okay.
And they kept pressuring me. So that's my second. They pressured me. And so I fell to their pressure. And so I didn't know what to do. So I just got on Google and I hired a company. I didn't even get the market value for it. I didn't even get $1,000 for it. He gave me a few hundred dollars for it to move it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's going back to the pressure.
When somebody go, call me, that's a pressure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, really.
So, or even, do you get pressured even like if you don't text someone and they make you feel bad? Like, how come you didn't text?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Yes, they say that, like, oh, you never return. That's the pressure.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that pressure?
Then I said, cannot be friend anymore.
Oh, so you just say, I can't be
I
your
don't,
friend.
It's too much pressure for me because I'm like, sometimes not on purpose, and maybe sometime I don't know, I didn't see, whatever. And like, oh, you never return, whatever.
What about in going back to comedy? Do you, if there was a like.
Everything is, I like how everything is going.
It always goes back. Yeah, because I want to, yeah, because we're trying to, you know, outline the comedy too, you know, bring it back to the comedy. Let's say there is a big name comic or okay. That's been on movies, and he goes, uh-huh. And you're right before
why
him.
Why are you making a face like big?
No, I'm just trying to set the scenario. Okay. And you have a set before him, and then uh-huh. He pulls you aside, and he goes, right. Hey, Aiko.
The voice.
Hey, Aiko.
Yeah.
Can you just do a 3-minute set? I'm trying to work on new material here.
Oh my God!
I'm about to go on Jimmy.
And he's taller than me.
Yeah, he's tall. He's like 6'4".
Oh no!
And he's wearing a suit.
Oh no!
I'm about to go.
Suit is good.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm about to go on
Jimmy. Like the wife beater. He's wearing wife beater, right?
No, he's not wearing wife beater. He's wearing a tuxedo.
Okay.
And he goes, I gotta work out new material.
Okay.
How would you deal with that pressure?
Wow. Okay. So many questions. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. If somebody say that, and he's famous.
Yeah, he's like. Up there with like Dave Chappelle.
Oh, you know what? If I'm getting paid the same amount, I'm gonna work less. No problem.
Oh, it's no problem.
But then yeah, people sometimes pressures. I get upset a little bit.
And then do you pull them aside and do you have a word with them?
No, I just say okay. That's how it is now. Mm-hmm. Then I have to just work harder to be better. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I just go up.
Can I give you another scenario?
Okay.
Okay, this show.
Was this a soy boy answer or it was not? Was it beta or it was alpha? Or was it
what, your
between?
Answer?
Yeah. Japanese, right? Very Japanese.
It's very Japanese.
Non-confrontational.
So it was beta.
It's my fault.
It was beta.
To
it
be
was,
treated yeah, this way. Very
yeah,
Japanese.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm I have that too in me.
Oh my God.
I always take the
we
back
have
seat.
To change it. We
I always
change
I know,
it.
I know.
Oh my God,
I know.
It.
I know.
Let's change it.
I know people take advantage of us like that.
Physically?
No, like opportunistically.
Opportunistically.
Yeah. So this is your big night.
Okay,
it's a showcase for
why
Aiko
would you
tonight.
Say that? This
No. This is
bad.
So this is a showcase in the OR at the Comedy Store.
Let's do something different.
No. One more.
Okay.
One more.
Okay. Could it be like San Diego or something?
Okay, but it's a showcase in San Diego.
Okay, yeah.
In the main room, okay? Does that lighten it a little bit?
Yeah, it's a light.
Okay, so it's in La Jolla. La Jolla Comedy Store.
Okay.
But LA executives are driving down.
Why?
Because I need to switch, because you're switching on the fly.
It's too far.
It doesn't matter, because this is for network.
Okay.
I mean, there's networks there. They're like, I like her. Yeah. I want to rep her.
Driving 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's too far. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Okay,
they're like, so they're like, okay, so we'll drive down. Okay, so.
Many people?
William Morris, CAA, like just all the companies or whatever, the reps or what. I don't know how that works because I don't have any representation. Oh. But hypothetically. They're doing this. They're going down, and then it's your big night. You have all you have your material just rock down, real rock solid. You're ready to go, right? You got sufficient sleep. You drive down there. You get there in time.
Okay.
It so happens that a big-time comic wanted to go down there, work out some material. You know, he's got family down there.
Yeah.
He doesn't know there's a showcase or anything.
Do you want me to suffer?
No. I know. I want to. This is going back to, this is when you can stand up for yourself in this scenario.
We are training.
I'm trying to retrain. You're trying to unlearn what you know.
Right.
And then, okay, let's say, Okay, I'm making a makeup a name. Okay, this just so I don't want to ruffle feathers. His name is Michael Carbajolos. I mean, this guy's been on The View. I mean, he's been on Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. He's been on every show.
Right.
And he looks at the lineup, right? They have their, you know how the Comedy Store, they have that piece of paper?
Yeah.
You have a great spot, 9:30.
Oh, my God.
9:30, boom, right there, dude. Yeah. You're ready to go.
Okay.
He goes up there, and he's looking at the sheet, too. And he looks at you, and he goes like this, and he crosses your name like out like this.
Why?
And then he puts Michael Carbo.
Why would you do that?
No, but it's not me. It's Michael that does this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay. He goes, are you Ica?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't like you.
Well, I just, you know, I'm trying to work out some new material. Is it cool if, like, yeah, I'm just going to completely bump you.
Okay. Are you ready for my answer? Are you ready
for
my...
Well, think about it. I'm Michael now. I'm not Steve.
Okay, are you ready for my...
So pause.
Yeah.
Think about what you're going to say, and I'm still kind of looking into
breathing. And what are you wearing, though? Depends on what you're wearing.
I'm wearing khakis and, like, a blue, just a button-up shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
And just some loafers or
okay.
something. Yeah.
Your name is Michael, right?
My name is Michael.
Okay, watch me.
But no, don't do anything physical. This is all verbal.
Okay. Michael, look at me in my eyes.
Yeah, is there a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem because I came here from LA and I also deserve the same opportunity as you do so I can shine. Now, you step back, mister. This is my time. That's what I'm gonna say.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean. Is there a showcase going on here tonight or something? Or?
It's for me to know, for you to find out.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like. Don't you feel better?
Oh yeah. I'm gonna do it from now on. Watch me. You have created a monster.
Okay, so let's do it. Can we switch? Roles, okay. I'm you.
Yeah.
You.
Okay.
And then you're Michael.
Okay. You are me?
No, you're Michael.
And okay, who are you?
I'm you.
Okay, why?
I'm gonna do how I would respond if I was you.
Okay. Hey, Ico. Was this a voice?
Hey, dude. Is your name Michael?
My name is Michael Kowalski.
Did you just cross my name out?
I just crossed your name out.
Okay, we have a big fucking problem now.
Whoa, you, watch your mouth, lady.
Okay, dude, you're willing to step outside? I'm so sorry. And that's why Steve doesn't have any reps, because of his red zone. No manager, no nothing. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I felt, oh my God.
It feels
felt
good?
That.
It feels what? Good?
No, because I have adrenaline now.
I
am so sorry. But I would be so upset.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I physically was there.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I know. Poor Michael.
I'm sweating behind
my neck.
You know
what? You had the more healthier, way healthier response. I mean, the Ico I did would have gone to jail.
Oh no.
Yeah, there would have been an assault.
I think that's a good one.
God.
I like that. Step outside, right? Step outside. I lock the door. I don't even go outside.
Yeah, and then it would have been Ico, Aikido, and then wrist lock, and then breaking his arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Just to perform.
I just don't like people, bullies.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's why I like anime.
So let's let the viewers and listeners know, like, yeah we're small, but we do have a lion's roar,
mighty.
Don't we?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Now, people, you have a strong threshold, right? You could take a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, what's a red flag?
What is threshold?
A threshold as far as there's like...
Patience?
Patience. Like, you could only take so much.
Yeah.
But what's another scenario where you would have to put your foot down and go, no, this is not right.
Yeah.
My name is Ico, and I'm standing up for myself right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I supposed to come up with something?
Wait,
what? What makes me upset?
I mean, what would be like the just the last straw where you're like, okay, I've taken enough. This is enough. Enough is enough.
I think I don't even do a last straw.
You just let it.
Red flag. Okay, this is a red flag.
Red flag.
Just avoid. And then.
So you're more an avoider.
I'm an avoider, yes. You're not?
Yeah. I'm an avoider too.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens?
What?
I end up alone in here staring at the wall and the ceilings, and I replay certain scenarios.
It's not alone. You have a spider friend.
And then I think, man, I should have said something, you know, and then I beat myself up, you know. Is that a Virgo of me? Yeah, that's a Virgo thing, I think.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pushover, but I never think about it.
You don't think about
it. No, I say, okay, loser, and then just move on.
So, dude, how do you do that?
I don't know, because when people...
Life short, you just move on.
I think it's kind of waste of time.
It's a waste of energy.
And a lot of people come to... Because on top of being short, on top of women, on top of... What else do I have? Many things. In the accent, and people constantly trying to... throw me, then if I pay attention, that's like waste of energy. Why would I take it home? I don't care. That's
yeah.
That's my problem.
Dude, an hour flew by again.
It's so fast.
It's so fast.
I said the highlight was the car dealer, right? Who knew? That was good.
I've talked about it in my, I'm just on a diary log. You know what? I'm going to, I want to go to other car dealerships, but it wasn't a good experience. You know?
I bet you can get a sponsorship. You have so many fun.
Oh, yeah. I could get a car deal sponsorship right now.
No,
Audi, wait. Please, rep me in, sell me a car for $5.
Actually, me too. Yeah, I need a new car. What was I going to say? No, because when I do this thing... I thought you were checking the invisible watch.
No. I do that. I'm sorry. That's a little tick that I... Do I do that a lot? Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just stretching out my arms. I'm just stretching.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I do... when I do this, and people message me and say, I really enjoy you on the Stevie Weeby podcast.
Okay, good.
And I was like, wow, this is nice. It's really positive.
Yes.
Enforcement.
You're always welcome. We love you here, right?
Yeah.
And you said this is like your second, it feels like home being here at the Stevie Weeby show.
I feel like I live here, but then you can't say too much of these things because when you say that on the internet, they're like, oh, why don't you live there? It's too much.
Yeah, so don't say those things. Yeah, don't say those things. Yeah.
But your customer is really nice.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Can we start plugging any future comedy shows or anything? Everything Aiko Tanaka.
Showcase?
Related. Everything. Showcase.
Michael.
Website, Instagram, everything.
Yes. I have many things lined up. So my Instagram is Aiko Comedy. I changed it to Aiko Comedy.
Okay,
commitment.
Okay. So AIKOCOMEDY.
DY.
Yeah, DY.
Yeah.
Statement. Aiko Comedy.
Comedy, yes.
Okay.
And then Twitter, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that active.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, not that active.
Mm-hmm.
Still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Website.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about any future show?
Show?
Yeah,
when
coming
does
up.
This air?
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Yes.
In 2 weeks, meaning what? I'm going
no,
to...
No, March 29th. March 29th.
I'm always constantly performing, and I post it on Instagram story.
So... Follow her Instagram story for future shows.
Why does people post it sold out? What do they want us to do? The show.
What?
Like
what
you
do
can't
mean?
Buy the ticket. Why do they put sold out on the social media? What do we supposed to do with the information?
That's a good question.
Right.
Because you can't sell any more tickets.
So,
I think it's for from a club
it?
Point of view. I think it's. Oh, it's like maybe a scarcity mindset. Like, oh, you can't come to this. Ha, ha, ha. It's sold out.
Is it?
And then it'll make them want to, for next show, to want to get tickets earlier?
I always wonder, why is it?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 821 through 93.
It's always sold out. It's
yes, go like this. Like this, sold out.
This way?
Yeah.
I say, what do you want me to do with this?
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, right? It's tricky.
Because people, so why post it if it's sold out?
I know, it should be many seats left.
Okay, so follow her Instagram story at Aiko Comedy.
Alpha yeah. Female.
Dominant. Dude, you that was alpha what you said.
Step outside.
Yeah, to Michael.
Yes.
Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Also, check out Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific
Amazing.
Standard Time.
Mm.
I'm working on some new music, too, so just bear with me. I'm still working on it.
If somebody want to donate the car, two cars.
Yeah. Hit me up on Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, some donations are accepted, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm still in this apartment. There's leaks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
There's spiders. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all my music stuff. Patreon. Yeah, I said that. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. If you want to send any packages, I'm about to do a P.O. Box video very, very, very soon in the next few weeks. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Thank you. That was awesome.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.